This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India's drug regulator Friday approved a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University for emergency use, two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters. The approval paves the way for its rollout in the world's second worst affected country. A representative of India's Central Drug Standard Control Organization, whose experts are meeting for the second time this week and also considering two other vaccines, declined to comment. Britain and Argentina have already authorized the vaccine for urgent public use. The World Health Organization Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccine, which is 95% effective after two doses. Britain Friday began a new year and life outside Europe after leaving the bloc's single market trading rules to go it alone for the first time in nearly half a century. Brexit has dominated politics on both sides of the channel since 2016. It became reality an hour before midnight, ending the UK's 48-year obligation to follow Brussels's rules. Free movement of over 500 million people between Britain and the 27 EU states ended. More rigorous customs checks returned for the first time in decades, despite the hard-fought brokering of a tariff and quota-free trade deal. New Year's Day newspapers reflected the historic but deeply divisive change, which will have repercussions for generations to come. This is VOA News. Fireworks burst above eerily quiet landmarks from Sydney Harbour Bridge to Copacabana Beach as the world ushered in the new year with muted celebrations and said good riddance to a pandemic-ridden 2020. After a grinding year that has seen at least 1.8 million people die from COVID-19, fresh waves of infection have sparked renewed lockdowns and forced would-be revelers to extend their 2020 tradition of watching events from the sofa. In the U.S. city of New York, the famous Times Square, confetti fluttered onto specially invited frontline workers separated by barricades to enforce social distancing. Wuhan in China, where the virus first appeared late last year, saw thousands gather to celebrate. In New Zealand, which has won plaudits for its handling of the coronavirus, large crowds gathered in Auckland for a fireworks display. In Australia's largest city, Sydney, fireworks lit up the glittering harbor with a dazzling display, but few spectators watched in person. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to Washington early from his Florida resort Thursday, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House has given no reason for Trump's early return to Washington, but it coincides with his fight with Congress over his veto of a major defense bill and his demand for increased COVID-19 stimulus checks. A Republican senator is criticizing the efforts within his party to disrupt the final certification of Joe Biden's election victory next week, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse has issued a pointed rebuke of the GOP on social media, urging his colleagues to also reject this, quote, dangerous ploy. Senator Josh Hawley was the first to say he's going to raise objections when Congress meets January 6th to affirm Biden's victory. Other Republicans are expected to join Hawley. Sasse disputed the GOP allegations of voter fraud in key states and criticized Trump raising more than $500 million for his legal defense when it's really a blank check, calling that swampy politics. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran's judiciary chief warned Friday Qassem Soleimani's killers will, quote, not be safe on earth, end quote, as the Islamic Republic began marking the first anniversary of the top general's assassination in a U.S. strike. Speaking at an event in Tehran to pay tribute to Soleimani, he said not even U.S. President Donald Trump, who ordered the strike, was immune from justice. An Iraqi oil tanker was evacuated after a mine was discovered attached to its hull, the military said Friday, adding that a government explosives team was still working to make the vessel safe. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.